Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to our Dad Timeout Show listeners around the world. Welcome to the Dad Timeout Show. Yeah. Oh, we're live from Fieldworks Brewing Company, a dream come true tonight. We are just four dads with 12 kids between us, and we all, oddly enough, are not working in the entertainment industry. We're not experts, but we listen to them, we react to them, and we share what we've learned. There's a little pop culture, a lot of parenting, laughter, and experience. Use the other 23 hours a day to do life. But for this, put the ears on and come hang out with us. It's a place to put your feet up or down. If you're exercising or driving or skateboarding or kite surfing or hiking or moonwalking or needlepointing or scrapbooking or gardening or refereeing or food shopping, or in this case, sipping on an ice-cold beer from Field Works. Or anything like that. If you could like, subscribe, or leave a review, we would be forever grateful. And please follow us on the gram, the Instagram, the Twitter, and the Facebook. We are the Dad Timeout Show on all those spaces. In tonight's Jumbo Live Show, of course, the dads are going to kick off our fabulously funny parenting tweets of the week from parents about, wait for it,
what is it?
Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah.
Then the dads are going to take on the doubleheader and Smart Articles by Smart People section. One article is going to discuss the importance of gratitude, and that comes to us from Forbes Health. And the other article is from the website Fatherly, which gives us helpful tips on being present and staying present with ourselves and our families in this fast-moving, hyper-connected world that we live in these days. We'll then take a Thanksgiving food audience play-along quiz, and we'll finish to take a couple questions from the new, popular, renowned game show that's sweeping the country, This or That. Because I think the Would You Rathers got a little confusing for some of our
castmates. It's an adult game. It's not an adult game.
And then we're going to wrap up with things that make us smile. Speaking of things that make me smile, we always open the show with a couple dad jokes. What's your name, young lady?
Lola.
And what's your joke tonight?
Why did the pepper tell on salt?
Why did the pepper tell on salt?
Why?
Because salt was being a little salty.
Ooh. Salt was being a little salty. All right, and Lola, you have a friend with you tonight. I'm very honored. What's your name, ma'am?
Ava.
Miss Ava, what is your joke for tonight?
Why are chickens so good at making music?
Why are chickens so good at making music?
Why are chickens so good at making music?
Because their drumsticks have all the beats.
Because their drumsticks have all the beats.
Of course, yes.
All right, let's hear it for Lola and Ava.
I knew that one.
I love it.
All right, coming up next, the Dad Timeout Show from Fieldworks Brewing Company.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, once again, we are coming in live from Fieldworks Brewing Company. My name is MK, and I'll be your tour guide for tonight. How's everybody feeling tonight? Good?
Yeah.
Are you getting some food in your tummy, some beverage in your brain cells? That's great. I'm going to make, we'll color the room a little bit. We are in Fieldwork. We're live, right?
We're live. You can tell.
We're always Fieldwork Brewing Company, San Leandro, California.
Yeah. Mark, you say that with pride and zest, like San Leandro, California.
Of course.
San Leandro, California.
It's becoming a brewing capital of the East Bay.
Yes, that's what I thought, too.
It's a mecca.
Let's go around the corner and introduce yourselves to our audience who has may or may not know you at this point, and tell us how many children you have and what your lifelong ambition is.
Lifelong ambition? I've done it. Actually, my name is Ben. I got three kids. 10, 12, and 6, and my lifelong ambition now is to get one more toilet. I'm one toilet away from all my goals in my house.
Yeah. That's an exciting, and any thoughts of an outhouse or anything like that?
Yes, actually, today I was looking up compostable toilets. I'm going to put our own poop in our backyard. That's where it's come to.
All right, so we're there already, and what's your name, sir?
My name's Mark. I've got four kids, 23, 16, 12, and 7, and my lifelong dream is... So I'm living it right now.
All right. And you?
I'm Chris. I have two daughters, and I'm just happy to be here, buddy.
No, you're not.
I am.
Yes,
I am.
You are. Yeah, look at those smiles.
All right, well, we've explained to all our guests how the show basically works. We kind of have a recap of our lives, and then we go down the line. We're going to do parent tweets coming up next. I just have to ask the eternal question, because we text quite a bit during the day.
You guys do.
I was in Costco's parking lot this morning at 8:30 a.m. There was like 35, 40 people at the door. Why?
I don't get the waiting at Costco. What is it? Was there tickets for Van Halen?
That's
not a good one.
Fresh rotisserie chicken.
It's not about the chicken, dude. There's plenty of chicken.
Free samples and a walk around the
chicken
place.
Chicken is going all day. Chicken is fresh all day.
I don't know,
that's
man.
That's not it.
I don't know. Nobody could figure it out. I am not the Costco guy. And there was a bum rush for the Kirkland items at like 9:02. And it just blew me away. Another big event today, Taylor Swift tickets went on sale.
Crashed
the computer systems around the country.
Crashed.
Is anybody aware of all the ticket craziness that's going on? Springsteen tickets for like $5,000 on the floor. Taylor Swift's like $1,500 for the third deck. I don't know what's going on there either. It's
some people know, some people don't, that Tay-Tay got all spots in the top 10 for the first time in history, but it's kind of cheating because the algorithm of Spotify favors it. There's a lot of debate about this.
Interesting. I had not thought that deeply about it. I just kept sending my wife screenshots at work, bothering her, saying, "Are you online yet? Are you making this happen? Are you the mom you need to be today?"
Wow.
She did it.
Wow.
All right, so we're going to roll on with the big show, but we always like to give shouts out. We put this post up for Fieldworks, and we were lucky. 171 people liked us on that one. So I just want to say hi to a couple of these folks. Dad's, and if you're on the Instagram, these are great folks to follow. Dad's Talking Podcast, Bay Area Dad Life, who may or may not be here. Salt Lake Dad is awesome. There's too many to name, but I will get through it. B Cammy 24, Girl Dad Nation, Fan Dads, Archer A 78, Project Dad Lift, Diary of a Super Dad, just to name a few. So we always like to give shout outs to the folks that we interact with online. I was saying off air, but we are in a couple different countries. We have a pretty big following here in the States, and that's always thrilling for us too. All right, coming up next, real tweets from real parents, parent tweets of the week.
Time now for the tweets of the week. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right, this is the time where we read parent tweets of the week, and these are actual tweets that come from Twitter. We don't write them, but funny people do. We tried to keep to a theme this week, Thanksgiving, of course. Your favorite holiday, right?
No.
That'd be Halloween.
Why are you...
Living in the past, man. Living in the past.
I'm already in Christmas mode. The Christmas music came on November 1st.
Nope.
And
nope.
I sent you that. There's no Thanksgiving songs.
Oh,
right? If there were more Thanksgiving songs...
You told me to write a banger.
I'm
going to write a banging Thanksgiving song.
Yes.
That's on my agenda.
I don't see how that could happen.
This is from at Dad and Barry, and this can be very relatable to our crowd out here tonight. I'm just going to steer wide left before we go into Thanksgiving. Dad and Barry says, parent-teacher conferences should be open bar. I think from kindergarten all the way to 12.
We only get about 10 minutes, so how many drinks can you get?
How great would
minutes?
That be?
Yeah.
Rolling in a sixer, just sitting on the table.
How long do you get for parent-teacher? We only get about 15 or like 9 minutes.
You can get a couple shots in.
Maybe two shots.
Yeah, just two shots. Yeah.
A couple shots.
Totally G-rated.
I'm thinking like 5.
That would make conversations very interesting. All right, so we're going to keep moving down the line, and if you can relate to this, let us know. My wife will have an opinion on this, I'm sure. She's in the audience, and my family is here, and I'm very grateful for that tonight, too. This is from Exploding Unicorn.
Yes.
Not to be confused with the non-exploding unicorn. Me. Oh, man, I forgot to take 3 things at the grocery store. Wife, did you take the list? Me. Yes. Wife, did you check the list? Me. No. I guess I have to be transparent since I'm getting stared at right now by my wife. My trick is I will just say I left the store already. So I just say, hey, you're about 3 minutes too late. I may still be in aisle two, like looking at cheese. Meanwhile, I'm like making a sandwich in the aisle and just filling string cheese. Like I totally eat in the grocery store. Does anybody else?
Somebody in Costco today.
I broke open the thing of mixed nuts in line because the line was too long. I'm just mowing nuts down.
Mark needs to review his bro code book. That was.
Well, right. we know Mark. Julia Childs over here. Yeah, I need to get the special turkey.
Make sure you have not the right mushrooms.
All right, so this one, moving along, is from at H Honcho. I'm guessing that says Head Honcho. And we're going to go into the Thanksgiving mode. I never understand why we get so dressed up for Thanksgiving and then don't go anywhere. Just walk around the kitchen, fly as hell.
Yeah. I love that.
Why do we get dressed, right? I don't know. When I was a kid, I used to have to do the full uncomfortable sweater, the corduroys.
Oh, wow.
And then you'd go out and play football. Like, it never made sense to me.
Did you go someplace, though?
Well, I don't remember. I was a kid.
If I'm staying home, I'm not getting dressed up. But if I'm going someplace.
No football, yeah.
Yeah. So, wait. So, for those of you who may or may not know, he is like the Thanksgiving king. Can you just tell the listeners a little bit about your Thanksgiving experiences?
It's not my Thanksgiving, but it's my in-laws. They have a big-ass farm, and they invite like 80 people, and it's pretty legit, you know? They got the double turkeys and the hams and the whole shebang. We even had a wedding there at one point.
But you do like hay rides and stuff, right?
Yeah,
and you
go out
like
and pick RC,
cranberries.
Yeah, yeah. They got the little four wheelers out in the back.
I got nothing on that. I got nothing.
Chestnut.
You got nothing.
No, we're a small unit.
I'm not even that sad if I miss it. Sadly, I've been gone half of my life.
Yeah.
If I'm gone, I'll be gone this time. I'll be in freaking Costa Rica.
All right. This is from at Gasly. Going to ruin Thanksgiving this year by saying okay boomer after the family prayer.
That's awesome.
Man, that's pushing
wow.
it.
That'd be amazing.
Bring a mic. Just drop.
Okay boomer.
Pushing it.
Ouch.
Pushing it. Mashed potatoes. This may be true or false. This is from at the boy P. Fun fact, the most powerful person in any family is the person who tells the other family members what to bring to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
Is this the same person every year for your family?
No. We go out, we're a small unit. We don't have the big blowout Thanksgivings. Do you guys have the blowout Thanksgivings, or you do?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. That's
all right, well, maybe you can settle this argument. This comes from Simon C. Holland.
Yeah.
My favorite part about Thanksgiving is when multiple families come together to argue about the pronunciation of pecan pie.
Well, I mean, it depends
where
you are.
Is it pecan or pecan?
We're on the West Coast, dude.
There's a lot of pecans.
He still doesn't realize he's on the West Coast.
What do you guys say?
Everybody says pecan, man. Out here.
Nah. Pecan. Pecan. Really?
You say pecan?
Yeah, I say pecan pie.
Pecan.
Sorry.
My Born theory's raised. Blown, yeah.
No.
Pecan.
Pecan? Right.
Tomato, fancy. Tomato.
Yes, we're done.
I'll try that.
Tomato, tomato.
All right, this is from at Crazy Exhaustion. I really look forward to Thanksgiving so we can all yell at each other with our mouths full. Quality time. So important.
That's good.
We're going to keep moving on in the interest of time. This is from,
great. My gosh.
Great Twitter handle.
You guys didn't have a beer, bring your own beer server?
No, I forgot.
B-Y-O-B-S? No.
This is from at Love and Lunch Meat. Offered to host Thanksgiving, but the joke's on everybody because we're having hot dogs and whiskey.
Oh.
Just like the pilgrims would have wanted.
Yeah. Probably.
I wonder what they would have thought of a hot dog, yeah.
All right, so the kids are, they're in their own world. Okay,
listening.
This one's kind of sketchy.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's from Mommy Meme Jeans, and she says, my husband said for Thanksgiving this year, he just wants to stay at home as a family, never change out of pajamas, watch movies, and take naps all day. I've literally never been more turned on. And there's that. All right, let's hear it for our parent tweets of the week. Coming up next, we'll be doing smart articles by smart people. And let's just stay in that Thanksgiving mode. And the article is going to be from Forbes Health.
Uh-oh.
articles by bald people.
All right, this article's from Forbes Health. Now, we often have smart articles by smart people, and we discuss real experts in real time, and then we discuss the articles, and we see if they apply to us. Sometimes we may be good at it, sometimes we may be bad at it, but regardless, we try and get through it together. This one is called How Gratitude Can Transform Your Mental Health. Okay? Jotting everything you're a little thankful for into a gratitude journal, but it may feel a little woo-woo, but there are some science-supported health benefits to acknowledging your appreciation for whatever you find is meaningful in your life, whether that's a delicious sandwich or a healthy bond with a loved one. Then the article goes into what is gratitude. Gratitude can be described as an emotion of thankfulness and recognition. It's a licensed marriage and family therapist in East Windsor, Connecticut, founder of Harmony Cove. How do you know if you're grateful for something? According to Dr. Moy, when we're feeling grateful for something, we handle that particular part of life with care, attentiveness, and consciousness. Here are the top five benefits, health benefits, for gratitude. Number one, gratitude can help regulate your emotions. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, totally agree.
100%.
Why?
Well, framework, like what your basic, framework for life is. If you're living in a grateful space, I think it's all perspective. Happiness is perspective, right?
It's hard to be angry about something when you're being grateful about something.
Yeah, well, we talk a lot about gratitude on the show, and I do find myself regularly stopping to smell the roses. Like, literally,
you're
watching the sunset.
Yeah.
I have gratitude before I go to bed at night. I talk about in my head, like, what I was grateful for that day. And I think we do a pretty good job as a family, too. You know, a lot of people with Thanksgiving dinner, that's the one or two times a year that they'll actually say what they're thankful for. But I think it's a really healthy habit for families to do in general. I think that it's really important to look around you and be like, I have air in my lungs, I have a yard, I have water that runs. And you know, you can take that to all sorts of different levels. And I do agree with this. I think it elevates your mindset.
Water that runs, yeah.
The other thing, too, is this is number two on their list. Gratitude can help you feel more connected to others. Gratitude may help people feel more connected to others in the world around them, which can lead to increased happiness and decreased loneliness. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, research backs that point, with studies finding that gratitude can help promote emotional closeness and the maintenance of strong bonds and intimate and non-intimate relationships.
Well, when you're thankful or you're grateful for somebody else and you're talking about it, it makes them feel good, which then deepens that bond between you and them. So,
yeah, Chris, how about you? You've been a little quiet over here. You're waiting on your food, I see.
It looks like I just ate.
You got a food order in?
He's got a salad over there.
Are you going to try to eat a salad? Oh, yeah, it's looking right at you.
This last year was pretty rough, and, it was hard for me to, take time out to, remind myself to try to be grateful for stuff. But I did notice that when I, did catch myself, and it definitely helped during those stressful times. Kind of recenter myself, and like that said, like the mental health benefits, definitely I was feeling a lot of that when I was at my darkest. I think like the only thing I could do naturally was just try to think of the bright side and count my blessings, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy time for everybody. I mean, we all just made it through the pandemic. We may or may not have gotten sick during the pandemic, but we're all here, and I'm just simply grateful for that. And that's always my stepping stone to start thinking about, as we get back to this hyper crazy world, that we're still around and healthy. So also, it says that gratitude can help protect you from the effects of stress. So overall, if you're feeling stressed, the connection between gratitude and improved mental health in the face of stress has been recognized by researchers for quite some time. And then finally, I'm going to give you some tips on practicing gratitude for mental health. You don't have to write these down.
But you can if you'd like to.
They say keep a gratitude journal. I don't have time for that one, but I do remind myself during the day of what I am grateful for and how I'm grateful for it. Appreciate the intangibles. One common form of gratitude is feeling when you get receive a gift from someone. But as mentioned earlier, gratitude has different meanings, and it comes down to recognizing and acknowledging an appreciation for anything that provides you value or meaning. This one I really love. Honor the present moment, right? Even in the middle of chaos and bad audio,
The audio is great.
Did you put it in?
You put it in me?
No.
Is it bad audio?
We have a ton of friends. I see people eating, smiling, kids playing. And the heat's on, right? So, you know, and then the final one they have here is perform acts of kindness for others. Just simple stuff. And I think, actually, the school does a really great job with this. Volunteering, paying it forward. It can be as simple as paying for the coffee for the person behind you in line or giving someone a compliment.
Have you paid for the coffee?
I have it at drive-thrus. I'll pay for the person behind me in line, and then I'll get their food and take it.
Too awkward in person?
Yeah.
Too awkward in person.
Yeah, I take their whole bag.
Yeah.
It's like a win-win. This looks delicious. I'm paying for them. I'll be back.
I'm paying for theirs. And I'm eating it.
All right, so that was from Forbes Health, and let's dive right into it since we're on there. This one's from Fatherly, and we're going to go through this fast, but I do think this is an important article because since the pandemic, which I don't miss the pandemic, the sickness, we've talked about this, I miss the slowness of the pandemic. I miss the family time of the pandemic. I miss not being in the car 6 hours a day shuttling people everywhere. And I love family walks, and I love the lazy afternoons. Regardless, we're back, and I was trying to hold on to little things here and there, and I'm still doing that, and I think we're doing okay. But here are 15 simple ways to be more present with your family and yourself. So chime in anywhere you want, because I'm going to go through fairly fast for the interest of time. But I thought these were really good ways to, again, stay present with your kids, with your wife, with your friends, and not be on a deflector shield device or nose down on a phone or anything like that. Number one, ask why you're doing what you're doing. We often move from task to task on autopilot, staying busy without really accomplishing anything or deriving satisfaction from our actions. One of the best ways to present is to make a regular habit of asking yourself, why am I doing what I'm doing?
Totally.
Do you catch yourself in that? And what would you say?
I mean, I'm always on like autopilot. I think every day kind of bleeds into the next. And so you kind of like end up, I don't know, I feel like I end up kind of like, yeah, turning off the brain, and you're just doing stuff without even...
And that's actually,
why am I doing this?
And that's actually part of what it says is we get caught on autopilot and we just flow through it. Every now and then I do stop and like, what am I doing right now? Like, and that really, it comes down to like, what's my top 20% that's going to get 80, you know, it's all 80-20 rule. So let's figure out what the 20% is that I'm going to be able to like get something accomplished versus burning my time on the 80% and not getting much done.
Like, yeah, I can't hear you guys, but I never know why I'm doing what I'm doing. So
he doesn't know why.
That's the only part I understood is, do you know why you do what you do? And I'm like, no.
Okay, well that's great. Number two, schedule moments of self-reflection. Right?
Totally.
So, yes. Portland, Oregon therapist, yoga teacher recommends scheduling a specific time to check in with yourself once or twice a day can be helpful for busy people.
One thing I took from the article, though, he was saying, like, it has to kind of be practice, right? Like, it's not a superpower being present, but you have to kind of be make it a habit. And, like, this one, too, like, it's hard to schedule time to be, like, present. So I, like, you know, at least make it a point when, like, we're playing golf or something like that, that this is my time where I have, like, 5 hours. Like, I'll try to pay attention for, like, at least, you know, 30 seconds of that time and just like try and be present during that time. So that's my only time I can kind of like snap out of it and like pay attention. But I think at least that's become a habit for me.
That, I mean, that's great. And I try to do that too. And I'll catch myself and then get into that mode. Number three, tune into natural sounds. I find great relaxation with the Calm app.
Calm app's great.
White noise.
Oh, yeah.
Just when I need that downtime, or just a simple
like,
walk in nature.
Is that like oceans and
yes,
it's the high frequencies that get you. I don't like that. I'm in a bad way. I'm sorry. I'm getting too detailed, but the low frequencies doesn't matter. Go on.
Number four, be an engaged, active listener.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really big, I think, especially with the little ones. Because when you're holding a phone and they're trying to talk to you, you're saying the phone is just as important, if not more important. And I think that's where we're getting. And so I really like that one. Set boundaries for electronic devices, right?
Totally.
Create app limits, use analog, delete attention-stealing software, TikTok. Anybody?
Yikes.
TikTok kills me, so I had to delete the app. I couldn't do it anymore.
Right.
I want to stay on point with trends in pop culture, but I had to delete it. It was just always such a rabbit hole. Take screen time breaks. Obvious.
Oh, what?
But crucial. So he will send us his schedule. He works for Disney. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
He said it.
Anybody working for Disney?
Free tickets anytime.
And his schedule will literally be 8 in the morning till 7 at night, all Zooms all day long. So we're always trying to talk to Chris to like give him little tips and to take
breaks. Living the dream. Living the dream.
It is kind of freaky sometimes, like, you know, even after work, I'll be looking down at my phone and I'm just scrolling around and kind of zoning out, and then I'll look up and snap out of it, and then it'll freak me out. It's like Twilight Zone, like my whole family, they're all staring at the phone, the water's running, the dog's barking. It's like
the water's
frozen. It's like the zombie apocalypse, and then I'll just go back and start scrolling again. But you know,
at least you checked in for a second, right?
Yeah.
People think that people that work at Disney are just like sculpting fountains all day and designing Spider-Man jumping tools. Like, no. They're on Zoom calls.
Well, now this is number 7 is one of my favorite things to do, actually. Clean. I like to clean.
You do. God bless you.
I like to tell everybody how much I clean.
Come over to my house.
I like to point out the areas in the house that I clean. I like to point out the areas that I cleaned and are now dirty again and I'm about to clean again.
Are you more present, though, when you're cleaning?
Yeah, I am.
I mean, my zen.
I am. I put on the radio. I listen to music. The nice smells.
That's awesome.
Of Windex or Method or whatever. Always good for me. Number 8, pay attention to your body. When you feel more available, leadership coach, mentor, and wiser, take a breath and turn your attention to your hands, feet, belly, and back. Feel that body part. Let it ground you in the present moment. Number 9, feel your feet when you're on the move.
Feel your feet.
Rushing from place to place, but want to connect where you are right now. Minnesota therapist recommends this grounding activity to engage yourself with the present.
Huh.
To do it, take a few minutes to notice everything about how your feet are feeling as you walk. What are they touching? How are they pressing into the ground? How are they lifting off?
This is like all diehard and stuff.
I would have never thought of that, but
no.
I like it. Number 10, eat consciously, right? That's pretty commonsensical. Chances are you eat too quickly. The next time you sit down for a meal, practice slowing down and paying attention to all the components.
I'm very guilty of
that.
Very guilty of
salad.
Oh my gosh, I scarf it down.
Do you?
I scarf. Yeah, I don't enjoy it. I want to enjoy it. I just don't.
See, but that's a big deal.
It is.
Like, even at our dinner table, if the child tries to leave early, we're like, no. You're riding it out, because we're all still here.
They have to be excused. You guys get up. Yeah, same here.
So that's interesting, but you need to work on that.
I do.
Say no to multitasking.
Yes.
Use everyday routines to connect your senses. 13, reconsider your phrasing. The way we frame our thoughts with language makes a big difference to our ability to tune into the moment.
Dude, it's really something like we can change. This is the one that you sent this out, right? This little picture of. It's like, it's not that you have a mortgage, but I get to have a house. Or it's not crumbs on the floor. We had a good meal. Or my feet have hurt, and now I get to have feet. No, that one doesn't really work as well.
No, but it makes sense. I mean, so instead of using phrases like, I have to have X of Y and Z, say, I get to X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Shifting your vocabulary will shift your thinking. Number 14, write out self-criticisms. Interesting.
I got a million of them.
I mean, I got a few. I suck. But, I mean, we're all very self-aware as parents and fathers that we need. There's no such thing as perfect parenting. And it's a work in progress our whole lives. And that's just the way it is. 15, finally, take a deep breath. finding mindfulness in the most hectic moments when your toddler is going berserk or your teen is late for the car. You have a mile-long to-do list that needs to be done now. It can feel impossible. But take a deep breath. And they recommend Headspace and Calm.
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing in gratitude in general? How are you doing with being present in general? How are you feeling about that?
That's what I'm worst at, is being present. It's my biggest demon, probably. I mean, I feel like everybody is, but I miss almost everything from being either in tomorrow or yesterday.
Well, it's something you definitely need to work on, right?
Yeah.
So we'll deep dive more into this.
It's the devil's best trick, man. Like, being dragged out of the present. And so, I don't know, day-tight compartments is the term I've heard. Yeah. Blah, 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 you know. I mean, I try every day. I blow it every day. But somehow, I still don't know the trick how to be present every day. But I don't know. I guess just be. I'm stumped. See, I have no idea what I'm doing.
But that is the thing, and that's actually old school Dale Carnegie. Is literally the daytime compartments. Once yesterday's done, it's in the rear view. You move on to the next day, the next morning. I have a chance to renegotiate it, right? Some days are not the best days, period. But you have tomorrow, you're going to hit the bed tonight, and you can course correct.
I like that.
So I'll just finish with this. We have this on our cabinet in our house. I always like to look at it in times of craziness. So number one is early wake-ups mean children to love. Yeah. So every day when you wake them up, you have children to love, and that should be grateful for that. House to clean equals a safe place to live, right? Laundry equals clothes to wear. Dishes to wash equals you have food to eat. Crumbs under the table equals loud family meals. Grocery shopping equals that you have money to provide for others. Toilets to clean means that you have indoor plumbing. And lots of noise means we have a lot of people in our lives.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And the more beer they drink, the louder they get, just like us.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah.
All right, well, that'll wrap up our Smart Articles by Smart People. Coming up next, a quiz on Thanksgiving.
It's quiz time. Palate quiz. Quiz.
All right, it's time for our Thanksgiving parent quiz.
All right,
we'll call it. Let's play along at home. I do apologize that our audio is a little off over here. Can you hear us a little better? Medium, kind of. So if we yell in here, then when you're listening in your car, you're going to hate us. So we're trying to keep it back and forth. So I apologize for that. Ben's in a band, by the way. He does this all the time.
My own band. I'm the only one in my band, yeah.
All right, so it's time for our Thanksgiving quiz. Here are 10 questions we can play along at home. They're actually pretty good questions. I'll give them credit. While historic accounts vary regarding what exactly was eaten at the first Thanksgiving feast, what type of food was definitely not present in 1600s New England when the pilgrims first arrived?
Turkey.
Was it pumpkin, potatoes, cranberries, or corn?
I'm going to say
cranberries.
Potatoes.
The correct answer is potatoes. This type of food is not common on traditional Thanksgiving tables now, but probably would have been served at the first Thanksgiving meal. Is it A, seafood, B, sausage, C, tomato soup, or D, pancakes?
Ooh, I'm going to go tomato soup.
Tomato
pancakes. Pancakes, they have pancakes.
Pancakes. The correct answer, pancakes, really?
No, they have
seafood.
Oh, okay.
Seafood.
Coastal settlements meant plenty of seafood, especially shellfish like lobsters, oysters, clams, and mussels.
I was trying too hard. Yeah.
Okay, number three, this Thanksgiving staple was invented in the 1950s by a Campbell Soup Company employee named Dorcas Riley with the hope of boosting sales of one of Campbell's products.
Dorcas Riley.
Is it A, jelly cranberry sauce, B, green bean casserole, C, sweet potato casserole, or D, corn pudding?
Green bean casserole.
And the correct answer is green bean casserole.
How did we get that? How did we know that?
Number four, though they're often used interchangeably, what's the biggest technical difference between stuffing and dressing?
Ooh. Stuffing and
dressing. A, how they're prepared. B, the consistency. C, what seasonings are used. And D, there is no difference.
Oh, I was going to say whether it was actually stuffed in the cavity of the animal or not.
You're onto something.
How it's prepared.
The seasoning, then?
How it's prepared.
How it's prepared.
Really a potato kind of situation, but strictly speaking, stuffing is cooked inside the turkey, and dressing is cooked in a separate dish.
Yes.
And used to dress. What's the most popular Thanksgiving side dish according to the 2020 YouGov poll? Stuffing, sweet potato casserole, macaroni and cheese, or mashed potatoes?
Oh, come
mashed
on.
Potatoes.
Stuffing.
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 We're going mashed potatoes.
Mark is correct with mashed potatoes.
Wow.
That's
wow.
Like,
I like stuffing.
All right, we're moving on. Number six. A lot of pride at stake here. While sweet potatoes were readily available for America in the first Thanksgiving, the marshmallow top version wasn't popularized until much later. Why do we have to thank for this gooey addition? Who do we have to thank? The French, the Danes, the Turkish, or the Peruvians?
Turkish. I'm going to say Turkish. Yeah,
the I'm going Dane.
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows?
Marshmallows.
Turkish.
Yeah,
Turkish,
right?
Yeah.
He's saying it with confidence.
Yeah.
The correct answer, however, is the French.
Oh.
Ancient Egyptians were the first people to make sweet treats out of the mallow plant. But it was the French confectioners who were the first to whip this substance into a fluffy little cloud we know and love.
Interesting.
Just like me. All right, number seven. What's the name of the organic compound found in turkey that many people blame for post-feast sleepiness?
Tryptophan.
Dopamine, melatonin, tryptophan, or glutamine?
Tryptophan.
100% correct. Number eight, while both the pilgrims and the indigenous tribes of North America ate pumpkins, pumpkin pie was not popularized in the U.S. for years to come. However, the early English settlers were known to make another ingenious pumpkin dessert. What was it? A, roasted and sugared pumpkin slices. B, a custard served in pumpkin. C, cakes made with pumpkins. Or D, spiced pumpkin cider.
The D. I like the
one. Let's
D.
Do that, yeah.
Pumpkin slices. Cider.
A, the slices.
Somehow they managed custard served in a pumpkin.
No, they didn't.
A custard made with honey and milk and then roasted in a hollowed-out pumpkin. Sounds just about as good.
That's fabulous.
I don't like that one.
All right, number nine. Which Thanksgiving food is an example of cooking technique known as ingastration?
Known as what?
Ingastration.
Ingastration.
Is it buttermilk biscuits, corn souffle, deviled eggs, or turducken?
Turducken.
I like biscuits.
Yes, that sounds
Anybody
like
actually eat turducken?
I don't even know what it is.
Turducken.
It's when you take a duck and you shove it inside a turkey.
Inside of what?
Chicken.
So you know, another two for one duck in animals.
Two birds inside of any... Oh,
turducken. Turkey, duck, chicken.
Is that the third one?
Turkey, duck, chicken.
That's insane.
That's freaking.
It is turducken.
Yes.
It's when one animal is cooked or prepared inside the tract of another. Even Ben made a face for
that's
that
one. That's blasphemous.
All right, and finally, the parrot quiz. Which U.S. states raise the most turkeys according to data from the USDA? Pennsylvania, Virginia, Nebraska, or Minnesota?
I like Minnesota.
I'm going Minnesota. Hey, Pennsylvania.
I think it might be Pennsylvania.
I think the correct answer is Minnesota.
Oh, I was right.
All right, so we have a clear winner. It's Ben as he receives his fourth or fifth beverage during the
ride. I brought two bring-your-own beer guys.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, you're turns. Fuego over there.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was our parent quiz. Coming up next, we're going to wrap the show, and we're going to do things that make us smile. Thank you. It's time to wrap the show. Once again, we want to thank Fieldworks Brewing Company for tonight. All the amazing dads in the area and moms and kids that came out to us. This portion of the show, we just kind of wrap it back around. We talk about things that make us smile in general. I'll go generic at first. The new Bruce Springsteen record is out, and it is fabulous.
The new? I didn't know that. That's
crazy. Yes. Bruce is making the rounds. This weather's been phenomenal. And my family being here tonight is all things that make me smile.
Thank you.
and they're continuing to support. We are on episode 67 of this thing, and my wife edits each and every episode, so I want to give her a nice round of applause. And our children all do the jokes, and we all write it together, and we all get together, and I'm really, you guys always make me smile, and thank you for being here. Ben?
Oh, yeah. I'm always ready for this one. Let's say, you know, people that that don't overdo beer, God bless. Just you know.
That makes you smile? Enough.
It does.
Okay.
Just let it be. It's fine. Don't overdo beer. I love you people. I've had several beers during the show, and none of them have been overdone. Thank you, Fieldworks. I'd say besides that, just a lovely approach to the holidays. Just beautiful. As we kind of see it coming. It's just as fun as the holiday itself. I just kind of love the first fire. Let's say that. The first fire of the year in the house. And my kids are like, is it time? Is it time for the first fire?
And they did it.
We cracked it out last week, yeah.
Nice. So, do you shoot arrows?
Oh, yeah, we shot some arrows, and then we went inside. And people need some reference there, MK.
Ben has a whole archery set up in his backyard in Alameda.
Perfectly
and
he's legal.
A very tiny backyard. And we always think that arrows go elsewhere and probably have killed a few people or animals.
Yeah.
All right, Mark?
I'm happy to be at Fieldwork. Glad to try their beer here at this location. I've been to many of their other ones, so it's nice to be at Fieldwork. Looking forward to going to Maui on Thursday for 5 days. And then easing into Thanksgiving after that. Glad my daughter's here, although she's not listening, but she's here, so glad to see her. And happy to be here with all y'all.
Chris?
I had my daughter's last golf tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I was really sad.
I ignored that text. I'm sorry. I couldn't answer it.
I was, like, tearing up. Like, yeah, I was looking around.
It just sucks.
And the parents that we were all, like, friends with. It's like, I'm probably never going to call you again. You know, like, but we walked around for 10 years, like, chasing after these kids. Yeah. And just the end of that era, I was like, oh, gosh, I'll never see you again.
And, that's right.
I don't know. I guess that is that a smile? It still made me smile. You know.
It's the end, but it's the beginning.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's always a new beginning after the end.
That means it was a beautiful chapter, right?
Yeah.
Filled with a lot of great pages. All right, finally, here at Fieldwork Brewing Company, San Leandro Tap Room and Beer Garden, this freshly opened tap room is located in the heart of downtown San Leandro. Stop by to enjoy Fieldwork's rotating tap list of fresh releases in a flight or by the glass. Fieldwork also offers delicious menu of Neapolitan-style pizzas, salads, and appetizers. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. Thank you for being here. We may have had an audio issue or 20, so thank you for rolling with us. We're the Dad Time Out Show, and we're out of here.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Time Out Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Time Out Show. And we're out of here.